Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said we've observed that many self-made men made their heads oversize. We appreciate this opportunity of Bible study. We're glad you've been with us this week as we've talked about the last words of Jesus. We appreciate your interest in Bible teaching and your interest in hearing those things that are taught in the Word of God. All right, we return now to our study, and we're looking at the last words of Jesus. Not the words that he uttered when he was upon the cross, about to die, and about to pay the price for the sins of mankind, but rather the last words that he caused to be recorded in the Bible. The book of Revelation, written about 96 A.D., contains the last words Jesus wanted us to know about. And there are some things affirmed in these last words. First of all, he proclaimed his divinity. John says in John 1 and verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God." Verse 14, "And we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace." The point is that we look at this Word that became flesh and dwelt among us. And so he is divine. He has always been. He also declared his authority when he said, "You have no right to add to or take away from anything that's recorded in the Bible." We certainly don't have the right. It would be terribly presumptuous on our part for us to say, "Well, this is what God said, but I have something else to say in religious matters." Why would we not be satisfied with what the Lord has said about the matter of redemption? We don't have the right to have Scripture or to give Scripture to mankind. Scripture is inspired of God, not inspired of men. Well, another thing that he affirmed was that he would return. The Bible clearly tells us that Jesus will come again. The Lord promised it himself, and in Acts 1 and verse 11, it was promised by angels that this same Jesus who is taken up from among you shall so return in like manner. And so the Lord is going to return. He affirmed that return. That's why in Revelation 22 and verse 20, you read this statement, "Surely I come quickly." Well, very clearly, the Lord promised to come again. There's one other thing in his last words that I want you to look at and I want you to think about. These things are recorded in verse 17. "And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. Let him that heareth say, Come. Let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." Now look at that passage again, and let's go back and examine some things that are there. The Spirit and the bride say, Come. The Spirit referring to the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit of God joins with the bride, and certainly we understand that the bride of Christ is his church. You could find that in the 5th chapter of the Ephesian letter, start about verse 22, and a number of other passages in the Bible tell us that the bride of Christ is the church that Christ said he was going to build. And so now the bride and the Spirit, the church and the Spirit of God, invite men to come to him. When he says, "Come," that isn't the idea that he's going to force us to. There are those who teach that God has already determined our eternal destiny. Wouldn't that be foolish to request someone to come when they can't do that? They couldn't come even if they wanted to. Now, the doctrine that says God predestinated men either to be lost or saved, has that kind of a dilemma to face. That doctrine says you can't obey the Lord if the Lord's already decided that you cannot obey Him. It doesn't make a difference what you do. You can't do it. Well, God did not remove human volition, human choice. God didn't take away from us the opportunity of obeying Him. Listen to this passage again. The bride and the Spirit say, Come. Let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. Whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. I think I understand the word whosoever. And that word is not intended to exclude someone, but it includes anyone who wills to obey the Lord. The Lord has said, All men can come to me. That's His invitation. And that invitation is extended to men and women by the church even today. The point that we're making is simply that in the last words of Jesus, Jesus pointed out to mankind that He wanted them to come to Him and receive the rest, the freedom, and the forgiveness that comes when you're obedient to His will. No wonder then the Lord tells men to repent of their sins and to be baptized for the remission of their past sins. When they do that, sins are taken away, and the Lord adds them to His body, the church. Last words are important. Look at the significance of this. The last things that Jesus said were things relating to His divinity, His authority, His return, and His invitation to mankind. We appreciate being with you and remind you it was Jesus who said, He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.